Welcome to Daily Inspirations again. Thanks for joining me today as we take a look again at what God would have for us. I'd just like to share something with you that the Lord's been showing me here. And I'll read a few verses out of Psalm 103 to begin. Psalm 103:11, "For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him. For he knows our frame, he remembers that we are dust." And the verse, or the part that stands out to me, is verse 13 there. "The father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him." And the King James uses the word piteous. The Hebrew word conveys a sense of loving care, and some translations use the word compassion. And I think, as I grow older and my children grow up, this starts to take on more meaning as I begin to sense and to feel in a deeper way how the Lord feels about his children. You know, so many times we don't take our daily needs, our daily cares to the Lord. "Cast your cares upon him, for he cares for you," Peter says. And Isaiah writes that the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, nor his ear heavy that it cannot hear, Isaiah 59:1. So we have well established that God cares for us. His hand is not shortened that it can't save, nor is his ear heavy that it cannot hear. And as David writes here in Psalm 103, it's to those who fear the Lord that the Lord cares for them, has compassion on them, or as the King James translators translated it, he pities them, has a loving compassion on his children, on those who fear him. "For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward those who fear him." He makes it plain and clear that this is for those who fear him. So if we don't have some hidden sin in our life, if we have repented, been converted, and we fear the Lord, then we can know that God cares for us just as we care for our own children, and even more so because we are only human. And the thing that what really stands out to me and what the Lord was showing me is that if our children have a difficult situation or some job that is too hard for them to do by themselves, I will gladly help them if they make their needs known and I can see that they need help. And I would much rather have them come to me and ask for help than try to do it on their own and then complaining that they were unable to, that it's too much. And so that's the area that the Lord was speaking to me, is that we should take our daily cares and our needs to Him and let Him care for us rather than trying to do everything on our own strength, and then at the end of the day complaining because things didn't work out the way we wanted them to. That's what I sensed, is that the Lord was trying to show me, is that we should not wait until we're upset and frustrated and then come with a complaining attitude, but that we should, at the beginning of the day, cast our cares and our needs upon God, upon the Lord, and let Him work things out for us. And then just as we sometimes allow our children or ask our children to do things that seem difficult to them or that they would rather not do, it's for a purpose, because we have a long-term goal and we have a purpose in this. And the same way, God also has His plans, He has His purpose, and sometimes He will allow us to be in a difficult situation so that we can learn. Sometimes it's to learn patience, sometimes it's to gain experience for an event or a situation that may be in the future. And so I hope I could convey my thoughts to you today, and pray that you could be encouraged this way as well, to cast your cares upon the Lord, because He does care for you and He wants to know about it right now. God bless.